This lesson will be about stress reduction. Let's first begin speaking about perceptions. According to modern biogenetics, we are told that perception controls your behavior, your health, and your genes. Therefore, we can control our health or sickness at a cellular level according to our belief, our perceptions of our reality, and using our imagination. Tests have been done with human cells in laboratories by placing individual healthy cells in various environments to see their reaction. In each case, it was found that a healthy cell would gravitate towards other healthy cells to be healthy and to continue growth. When placed by unhealthy cells, it would travel in the opposite direction as a means of safety or protection. Their choices were either growth or safety. They could only choose one because they could not do both at the same time. Once the cells were taken out of the laboratory and became part of your body, rather than reacting to their environment under the microscope, they would now react to the perception you have of your environment. By adjusting your perception, you control their behavior. We as humans are made up of over 50 trillion individual cells. Every one of these cells has the same embedded program of the ability to choose between growth or protection. Now, as this ecosystem of many cells, our body still responds to signals in the same way as the individual cell did. Here's the scientific version of what happens to you. The hypothalamus is the part of the brain that is the initial receptor or gauges the perceived signals it receives. When you become stressed, it activates your pituitary gland, which is the tiny master gland that controls your blood. The pituitary immediately constricts the muscles related to stopping the blood flow to the viscera, which is the area all around your major glands and your immune system. The blood constriction also shuts down your frontal lobe of your brain, which is what's required for original thinking. In doing this, the additional blood flow is directed to your rear brain, which is responsible for muscle growth, quick reaction time, bone growth and strength. It's also the part of the brain responsible for the fight or flight reaction that you often experience. While stressed, you become stronger and have a quicker reaction time, because you have also shut off other parts of the body required for nutrition, health, and intelligence. You have basically resorted back to your primitive self. This is ideal if your stress is due to a car about to run you over or if you're in need of protecting yourself. In these cases, you will have the added strength and agility to run or fight. If it is stress due to having to take a test, however, you will be less intelligent, most likely not remember most of your answers, but you will feel like running away and hiding somewhere in a corner. Let's talk about your immune system. In hospitals, when patients are given organ transplants or skin grafts, doctors will usually give them stress hormones to shut off the immune system so the foreign body introduced into the system will not be fought off, so it'll be accepted. Without the stress hormones, the immune system of the patient would naturally fight off the new gland and reject it because it doesn't belong there. On the other hand, think of what happens when a patient with a life-threatening illness is told by their doctor that they only have 2 weeks left to live. If the patient becomes stressed, or as in the case with most patients, extremely stressed due to their impending death, their immune system will shut down. And oftentimes, the patient will die on the exact date that the doctor mentioned. For those that understand the power of suggestion, we also call that type of statement given by the doctor a death sentence. A suggestion coming from someone in authority is always stronger and usually accepted by the subconscious mind. Let's take a moment to examine the patients that were given this type of death sentence but reacted in the opposite manner. Occasionally, when given this news, a patient will say something like, "If I only have 2 weeks left to live, I'm going to go on vacation, spend all of my money, and have a grand time." By letting go of the daily stress and having a grand time, they have opened the blood flow to their immune system, viscera, and the frontal lobe. The healing process can begin, and oftentimes when the patient returns to the doctor in 2 weeks for their checkup, the terminal illness has mysteriously disappeared. The patient's perception of life, their reality for those 2 weeks, was one of happiness, love, and healing. Disease or negative cannot reside in a happy, healthy body. Here's some traits to enhance relaxation, which will in turn promote health and intelligence. Love, daydreaming, laughter, exercise, fun, happiness, meditation, hypnosis, prayer, yoga, uplifting music, and service to others. Now here's some traits that promote stress, that initiate your fight or flight behavior, which usually shuts down your immune system and your frontal lobe. So be aware that these are traits that you should keep away from. Fear, anger, anxiety, stress, greed, fighting, war, being judgmental, worrying, depression, being overwhelmed, and confusion. All of these will shut down your immune system. So let's recap the devastating effects of stress. Number one, when you're stressed, your viscera shuts down as your veins are constricted and blood is sent to your rear brain. Your viscera are all your major vital glands. Number two, your immune system shuts down. You are now open to sickness, disease, and weakness. Number three, the blood to your frontal lobe has also been diverted to the rear brain, so it shuts down as well. The frontal lobe is your higher thinking center. It is where your original and creative thoughts that are not programmed from your past come from. Actually, about 90% of your thoughts are programmed from your past experiences. Only about 10% of your thought comes from original thought from your frontal lobe. When you're not using your frontal lobe, you are in fact dumber. Number four, while all this is happening, all the additional influx of blood has been rerouted to your rear brain, the part of your brain that is responsible for fight or flight. It is all being put towards strong muscles and bones, speed, and quick reflexes. This action happening in the body would have been great in primitive times, when man was constantly in danger of being killed by wild animals or similar dangers. When confronted by a lion, the extra blood being funneled to the rear brain would give the man extra strength and speed to run, or added strength to fight. Higher thinking, the immune system, or healthy viscera, was not as important at that specific time as self-survival. As running. Once he was out of danger and relaxed, the blood would be rerouted back to the frontal lobe, the glands and the immune system so he could recuperate from his ordeal and possibly plan a better strategy when confronted by the lion again. The point is that he was only in the stress situation for a short while, and the problem was quickly solved, so his proper bodily functions could return back to a healthy, normal state. Today, stress is so much more prevalent in our society than it was in primitive times. Primitive man only had to worry about himself and his family. He had no idea what was going on in the world, and neither did he care. He was living his own life in his own little kingdom. The difference is that we now have television, radio, internet, news, magazines, and many other forms of communication all telling you how bad the world is. There's war, major disasters, corruption, forest fires, murders, thefts, and the list goes on and on. Turn on your television and the majority of programs are geared negatively, such as reality shows, detective and talk shows, exploiting every form of deviant behavior imaginable, soap operas, police ride-along videos, etc. Stress abounds in virtually every aspect of your life. People get so programmed with their routines of going to work, then home, paying bills, watching television, and back to work that they don't take time to relax each day. With all of this stress in the course of a day, it is practically impossible for the immune system to have a chance to work properly. It is constantly shut off. Since the higher brain is not having a chance to work, people keep their robot type of thinking and continue with their routines unaware of what's going on. This is why sickness is so prevalent in our society. Imagine this scenario for a moment. Imagine a small productive city in the Midwest that is very active in industry and farming. Everything is working like a well-oiled machine. Suddenly, the air raid sirens are sounded, and there's a threat of a huge tornado heading through the city. Of course, with the siren sounding, everyone would seek shelter in their bunkers and pre-made shelters. The shelters have been created for the people to survive safely and are stocked with enough food, supplies, and water for about 3 weeks. Once everyone from the city is in their shelters, the entire productive city has come to a screeching stop. There's no more production, commerce, or farming going on for the time being. After the storm passes by, though, the all-clear siren is sounded and everyone can leave the bunkers and return to work and home again. The city once again is moving forward as before. Productive. But what would happen if the all clear was never sounded? If everyone was still in their bunkers in a state of ready but never came out, soon the city would begin to fall apart. Crops in the field would spoil, production would be non-existent, utilities would fail, and utter chaos would bring the city to a shambles. That's what's happening today in people's bodies. They live in such a stressful society that they begin to live in an on-guard state, but the all-clear has never really sounded. The city or their health is not kept up with, and their immune system cannot do its job. Eventually, sickness, depression, and disease will occur. What can be done? Well, first, you must eliminate stress from your life as much as possible. Allow your immune system to be all clear and to do its job. By doing this, you are consciously choosing health over sickness. Relax each day by utilizing meditation, hypnosis, or exercise. Just 20 minutes a day would make a world of difference for you. Don't worry about what you hear on the news about devastating things happening far away. They don't affect you, so let them go. There's enough to worry about without worrying about everyone else's hardships. Turn off or mute television or radio commercials when you hear them come on. Listen to relaxing music. Sing, laugh, have fun, and do what makes you happy. Make an assessment of your life on paper, listing everything and everyone that makes you stressed, and systematically attend to each one by fixing it, changing it, or eliminating it. It's your health, and nothing else should stand in the way. This is the end of this audio. Watch the video on healing and then study the chapters in your manual on stress and healing for more information, details, and techniques. Thank you.